What's going on? It's Sparks. Welcome to another Five on Friday. How are you? We got Greg Mammoth Dick Salerno still here. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. We got old Wayne Phillips over there on the corner. Hi, Wayne, a.k.a.
Hey.
Pike Taylor Radio on all social media. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks. Thanks for being here.
We've held on to these nicknames for a whole week.
2 weeks. It's been two weeks.
2 weeks already?
I know. I'm still wearing the same shirt.
I am still wearing the same clothes as well. Pike, are you wearing the same shirt? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
What a bunch of bums.
Wow. Good Lord. It's Five on Friday where you write in questions to us and then we answer them. Okay. So this is how it works. All you got to do is hit us up on social media at Greg Salerno, at Pike Taylor Radio. I'm at Sparks Radio. You ask a question, we answer five of them on the show on Fridays. It's a good time and we have fun and we appreciate you doing it. So before we jump in, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Give us an old like, a thumbs up, and drop a comment. If you want to leave a question there in the YouTube comments, you can always do that too. We'll snag them. I try to respond to each and every single one of them, even the ones that hate me. So let's start in here, guys. Question number one. This is, if you could have any dream job, what would it be? If you could have any dream job, what would it be? Anybody want to go first? You want me to go first?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of, it's what we do, I guess. I mean,
that's what I was going to say. You know, if I could get paid for this, it would be, that would be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how about if it wasn't that? Because that's obviously all of ours.
Yeah.
Well, probably, probably television then or acting.
Something in entertainment.
Like, be cool.
If I could instantly snap my fingers and lose 100 pounds, I'd go try out for acting like tomorrow. Yeah. Probably do that.
There's big actors.
Hey, I don't want to be one.
Because that's all it is. Like, well, you're the big guy, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Here's your role. Go stand in the corner and shake and laugh.
You know? Yes. Shake and laugh.
But if I could do that, you know.
Yeah, I understand. You would be like the friend zoned hot chick friend, like that always gives her advice in every, you know. Yeah. You're like, no, yeah,
the one that always drives home in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. I'll drive you home. No, you're worth it. He doesn't deserve you. Yeah, that'd be great.
And she cock blocks all her hot friends, you know? She doesn't want to talk to you. Like, all fat, ugly. Like, nobody wants to talk to you either. Like,
Cindy, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Is he raping you?
Yeah. Greg,
exactly.
Greg is like, I know how to do a great French braid. Come on over to my house, Cindy. We'll talk. What do you got, Pike? What's your dream job?
Yeah, if it wasn't this, I think I'd want to be a PGA golfer because, I mean, they make a shit ton of money. You wouldn't think so. Everyone shits on watching golf, but these guys make you win one tournament and you're set. Plus, it's not physically demanding. You got to be in like, you're not even good shape, you know?
No.
I love golfing anyway. So you make a ton of money. You get to pretty much travel and stay at these beautiful resorts, like in the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah.
And make a piss ton of money.
Yeah.
And you can do it till you're old. They even televise the old fucks doing it.
You're right. Yeah.
You're literally sport.
You're living out your retirement.
Like the senior tour of the NFL.
Yeah.
Nobody would watch that.
You're 100% right. Yeah. It's amazing. Dude, the crazy thing is when you watch golf and this, you know, they'll have like, I don't know. Give me a golfer nowadays, McIlroy, right? So McIlroy will go up for a putt and the guy will be like, this putt is worth $18 million. And you're like, Jesus Christ. And he goes up to line up this putt. And you don't think about that. All you're thinking as like a person watching, you're like, oh man, I hope he makes this putt. But I guarantee McIlroy is thinking this thing is worth $18 million. I got to make this putt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unreal. Unreal. And go ahead.
I would say then you got John Daly driving around drinking fucking half gallons of Jack Daniels, pissing up.
Yeah, exactly.
Winning tournaments. Like, how is that a sport? Like,
yeah, that guy's a pro. You know what I mean? Look at him. He's dressed like Rip Taylor. You know, you're like, what is going on? It's crazy. This guy's a pro athlete. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Golf is an amazing sport. I, 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 It's never been my dream to be a pro golfer, but I can see why it would be definitely yours. And I can see why acting would be cool too. I think my dream job besides this would be, you know, I think it would be, boy, I don't know. If I say entrepreneur, is that a shit answer? Should I not say that?
No. Not really.
Like if I invested in a bunch of small companies and I helped them get off the ground and I built it up and then sold my shares of the company to move on to go do it again, I could do that. And I think I would have an absolute blast. Like, you know, the guys who discovered Twitter before it was a thing and they put down money and they made it grow. And then they're like, ah, I'm out. You know what I mean? I'm keeping a certain percentage of the company and I'm selling the rest. And now they're just living off the fat teat of the tweet and they're, you know, billionaires. I think I would love to do that.
Like a shark?
Like a venture capitalist. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like that would be so fun because it's different every single day. I think the idea of like just filing papers every day would drive me up a fucking wall where you don't make a dent in the, you know, as soon as you get done with one pile, you're like, whew, I did all that. Then they come and they just drop another one.
Office work and shit?
Yeah. Oh.
No, no.
No way.
No.
Couldn't do it, man.
Dude, that's my lawyer. That's such a cool sounding job, but the amount of shit they have to do, it's not like you're just in a courtroom, you know, like you're freaking Jackie Childs or whatever. It's like,
right.
It's so much filing constantly.
Yes.
I heard that they got to write down how much work they're doing, like every 7 fucking seconds or something like that. You got to make a note of what you're doing so they can bill, it properly.
Yeah. Fuck that. No way, dude. No way. I wish I was a lawyer just so I would know the law enough that I could be like, tell people to get fucked. You know what I mean? I want to just be, I feel like when a cop pulls you over and if you give them like, what was I doing wrong? Was that? They always go, are you a lawyer? And I just want to be like, yeah, I am. And then they know.
Yeah.
Then it's like, you got them. You know what I mean? Then they're like, oh, fuck. They know the law more than me, you know? And right now, cops know the law more than I do. You know, I have to go with their.
It's like when I piss somebody off and they're like, oh, you should be a comedian.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I remember in Biodome, they were like, what are you, some kind of rocket scientist? And he's like, well, yes, I am. Yeah, that's exactly. God damn. Let's go to question number two here. Question number two is, if you could go back in time and see any concert or band, who would it be and why? You could go back in time. I already know my answer, like right off the bat. And that's Led Zeppelin. Like, I would love to see Zeppelin live. It would blow my mind. I think they're the greatest rock band. Not my favorite. I just think they're the greatest rock band of all time. And to see them, I mean, the original with John Bonham, the whole thing, that would just be fucking awesome.
Who's all dead? So Jimmy Page is alive, right? He's a vocalist.
Yeah, John Bonham's the only one, man. He's the only one who died. Yeah.
Dude, there's so many other bands. Why don't they get together?
I think they were going to, and then they stopped. They were going
to. Old as shit, right?
Yeah, but dude, I saw Robert Plant a couple years ago, maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I saw Robert Plant, and that guy can still belt. He's
the vocalist. What's Jimmy Page then?
Jimmy Page is the guitarist.
That's right. Okay.
And then John Paul Jones is the bassist. Mm-hmm. But they're
Swanson.
Yeah, it does sound like this. It sounds like.
He also killed Lincoln.
Yeah, did he? Didn't he blow up the Oklahoma building in Oklahoma City? Yeah, I think I would love to see John Bonham. I think he just destroyed on the drums. It was just that's me. Zeppelin, no doubt, hands down. I would pay $1,000 a ticket to go see Zeppelin right now. And it'd be an amazing show. What do you guys got?
I've just realized that Risa, because he just died a few years ago now, but Linkin Park would have been fucking sweet to see.
Really?
And it was a band I never even thought about. You know, isn't like that?
I saw Linkin Park once.
I don't know. It's just a funny. I don't know why it's a funny answer for some reason, but I don't know why.
You guys. So much good.
No, I think I think you're 30 years old, and I think Linkin Park was a monumental band. For your age, I'm a little bit on the older end of Linkin Park, and just like I'm a little bit too old for Harry Potter. Like I'm 35 and I don't give a fuck about Harry Potter. I never read a book. I never did. But my younger brother, he's like 33 and he loves Harry Potter. And he loves.
I was in fourth grade or third grade when that came out. So of course I loved it too. But you were probably in like what, eighth or ninth grade or something.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I missed the boat. I don't care.
I was in a cell block when Harry Potter.
Weren't you doing a lot of reading then?
Yeah.
Old cowboy novels.
That's right. That's right. All right. So Linkin Park, I saw them. Pike, I'll tell you this. I saw them. They sounded just like the album. They sounded really good. They were having a good time. I was like, ooh, these songs didn't age well when I saw them. But I saw them.
Well, neither did he.
2 years ago. Oh, I saw them 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Here in Vegas, they opened for Metallica. And so I saw them open for Metallica. So that was a good show.
I'm not saying they're bad. I just thought it was a funny answer because it's like they're not really old.
Yeah, you know any band ever in the history of mankind. And Pike takes Linkin Park. But I get it.
Okay. Yeah.
I understand.
It's like
the Beatles. It's like, okay, the Beatles.
There you go. All right, much better. Much better.
What do you got, Greg?
Nirvana, right? That's another popular one.
No. Mine's Evanescence.
Shut up. Yeah, I wish I could go back and see Mudvayne. That'd be amazing.
Honestly, and this is only because I've been watching documentaries about Woodstock and stuff on how like the Hell Angels were like shooting people to get them off stage. I would like to go see the Rolling Stones in like their heyday.
Okay.
When the Hell's Angels are working security for and shit, you know, that shit, like just old school, no rules, anarchy concert type thing.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah, that'd be cool. That would be amazing. And I always think go ahead.
The guy that they shot, like he had a gun. I remember reading about this. So like they shot.
No. Yeah, no, it wasn't a bad thing. I'm just saying it was funny. I mean, they get shot by a biker at a Rolling Stones concert. Like,
they hired their own security. It's like, well, who do we know? How about these fucking bikers? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's funny. Unreal. I always think the most special times are not like shows. They're always like the collaborations. Like someone's in the audience and they see them and it's already a tiny club and they're like, oh shit. Like Pike, you'd be like, Chester's here. Come on up on stage. Let's do a song together. Everyone's just like drunk and it's whatever. It's not really a show. It's more like we're just having a party. That's always like the coolest experiences that I feel like people always want to be a part of. I mean, shows are amazing to go to. I really like them, but those are the real special moments, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think if Fred Durst died that people would like totally like their music and the opposite? Like right now, everybody hates Limp Bizkit more than anything in the world. But if he had died when they were popular, would they be like the Nirvana?
Dude, Pike, do you like Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
Okay, Greg, do you like Limp Bizkit?
I like the music.
Okay, fair enough. So I would say, yeah, you don't hate him. Even with Fred Durst, I don't mind Limp Bizkit. I think nu metal gets shit on so much, and I think it's going to come back. I think people are going to be like rally around. It's going to be like the Guy Fieri of rock music, where it was like really fun to shit on it for a while, and then people realizing, you know, he's not that bad of a guy, you know what I mean? And now he's like back being a popular dude and people like him again. I feel like that's the evolution of nu metal, where they're gonna be like, yeah, you know what, I don't know what was so bad about this to begin with. I think that's what's gonna happen. Cool.
Good stuff.
Are you frozen or just said yeah? That's it.
I think we're on a delay because when you talk and then I stop and then I don't know. There's a little tiny something going on. But anyways, I was going to say that fuck Fred Durst. Basically,
it is kind of funny because you're right. The music, they're so talented. Like it's not cheesy. It's complicated shit they're playing. But then you got Fred Durst going, yo, you know.
Yeah. It's my way. My way or the highway.
I did it all for the
cookie. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, ah.
So it's kind of like they just let their one friend like, well, you don't play any instruments. What do you want to do in the band?
Yeah. I heard Fred Durst was Jonathan Davis's tattoo artist. That's how they met.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Oh, shit, huh? Wow.
Yeah, but at the same time, fuck that, because you have all these people who are like, you know, Eddie Van Halen died, and I hate Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen was super talented. Yes. Hated his music, though. I don't like his music at all. And what ruined it was David Lee Roth going, ah, jump, jump, you know, and spandex and shit. And that's essentially Fred Durst. It's essentially...
That's every lead singer, though.
Yeah, well, that's not every lead singer. Come on.
People are like, oh, my God, Queen's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. And it's like... Like, what the fuck is that, dude?
Like, I love that. How dare you? I'm changing my answer to Queen.
What is that shit?
No, I still rather see Zeppelin than Queen. All right, here we go. Question number... Boy, what was that? That was question... Oh, fuck, dude. I have these. I have them up on the screen. I don't have them
here. I think that was question one.
That was question one? Good Lord. All right, we got to speed things along here. All right, here we go. If you could pick any president, past or present, to lead right now, who would it be? Any president, past or present, to lead right now, who would it be?
Past or present?
Yeah.
So...
Like, still alive, I imagine.
The one we got? Yeah, okay, got
it. Yeah.
Yeah, how's that even an option?
Yeah.
I'll probably go FDR, I guess.
Okay, wow. We're in that kind of scenario, is what you're saying. We're in.
I feel like either him or, like JFK would probably get killed again. You know what I mean? Like, this is the kind of environment that, like, if you come in and try to do good and change shit like right now, you'd probably get smoked like Jeff. I would say probably FDR. Just because he got the most shit done. Both people, you know, both sides liked most of what he did. He had like an 80% approval rating at one point, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll probably go FDR.
Okay. That's a solid answer. What you got, Pike? How well do you know American history, Pike?
You know, I'm not going to know as much as Greg knew there. So I was going to just say, like, yeah, I would agree with all of that.
But, well, knowing that you don't know much.
I do know Lincoln freed the slaves.
Okay.
So I do like that. So why don't I go with Lincoln? There was a bunch of others that I was.
What about Lincoln? What about Lincoln Park?
Yeah.
Lincoln
Park.
All right. Lincoln Park. Got it. I think I would go with Eisenhower. And I don't know why. I just feel like Eisenhower, he was...
it's a cool name.
He's a cool guy.
White D, huh?
Yeah. Okay. You know, he was a World War II veteran. He saw some shit. He had great respect for the military. The military had a great respect for him. But he was also a progressive dude in terms of... You know, we already talked about this on the show, but he started the highway, the interstate highway system. He started, like, major public works program that benefited everyone, that he created jobs to stimulate the economy, yes, but also to make life easier for future generations. And I always like presidents that don't just think of now, but they also plant the seeds to make everybody's life easier moving forward. And I think Eisenhower did just that. He died before, like, you know, the interstate highway, but I can't imagine I'm driving back to Cleveland. Right. And I can't imagine like taking the fucking back roads to Cleveland. Like that would be awful. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the maps would be, I'm stopped at a stoplight trying to drive to Cleveland. Like, what are we doing here? So he also created like a whole trucking industry that didn't exist before. And like the fact that we have commerce.
He created roads to get out of Cleveland too, which is amazing.
Which is exactly what happened. Yeah. So that'd be my point. That'd be my, just because I think I don't know. I just feel like obviously the two choices we have for president now, I don't think Biden never served, right? He's not a vet. He never.
No, his sons did.
Yeah. 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 I know Bo Biden died, right? It was he was the one who died in the plane accident.
No, one of them died from cancer.
Yeah, Bo had brain cancer. He served in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Okay, so Bo Biden died of cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't one of his kids crash into a mountain or something on a plane? Right?
That was when they were younger. I thought it was a car accident, but yeah, when they were younger, he was two. He had a little girl and a son, I think.
They both died?
They were in an accident, but not die. They didn't die, but yes.
Oh,
they didn't die?
No. Oh, wait. Or did the girl die?
Was Ted Kennedy driving? What the fuck is going on?
I don't know what's going on. I think we're dipping into conspiracy theories now. I'm not sure.
No, I think they really died.
I heard one of his kids died. I didn't know Bo died of brain cancer. I thought one crashed into a mountain. One was in a plane accident because they were in the Air Force or something. I don't know.
Nobody would have survived that. I don't know. I read about it. People were defending Bo in that, like, Hunter, because he had the drug addiction. They're like, how, you know, this guy was in an accident and his sister died and then his brother died. It's like, well, fuck you for.
All right. I got the info here.
Yeah. What do we got? Let's clarify this because we sound like idiots.
Yeah, that's fine. I love being an idiot. So apparently Nalia Hunter, I don't know how to pronounce that, was his wife. She died in 1972 in a car accident along with their infant daughter.
Oof.
And then the two sons, Bo and Hunter, were in the car too and were critically injured but lived.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
And then the fucking guy's son goes off to war and dies of brain cancer. Imagine?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Brutal.
No wonder he got a little hot when Trump brought up his kids. Like,
oh, yeah. Wouldn't
you just immediately punch somebody in the face?
Yes.
For even bringing it up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't even. That's why I couldn't run for office.
You cut out there. You said that's why you couldn't run for office?
Oh, yeah. I was saying I'd be fucked if I could run for office.
Oh, yeah. No way. Yeah, dude. There's no way. There's no way. And I think if you want to be a president, you have to have some sort of temperament that can that can tolerate that. Because, you know, other countries, they don't give a fuck. They do not care. They're going to see that as a weakness and go for it. So if you can have some sort of temperament.
Absolutely.
I feel like if someone was talking shit about my kids, I would nuke their country. I would kill them all. And that would be.
Yeah.
That's why I shouldn't be president, you know?
Yeah, totally, man.
Yeah. Plus, I always thought, you know, Greg, and Pike, you know, in being in radio and when you're on a show, it's like, those are civilians. They're not part of this conversation. They're not part. We signed up for this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They didn't. And so whenever, right. and even when people talk shit about, like, Trump's kids, in my opinion, are fair game. They're adults. They want to be part of the political discussion.
Well, they have jobs in the administration too, I think.
Yeah, so. Yeah. A bunch of them have jobs in the administration. They're out there on the campaign trail stumping for him.
Yeah.
You signed up for it. You're in.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But like Trump's son, Barron, he's like 15 years old. They're like, I get it. You know,
yeah,
lay off. Right. He's a kid. Lay off. Like he didn't sign up for this shit.
We're talking more about Uday and whatever the other one's name is.
Right. Right. So that's my point. It's like, I just feel like going after Biden's dead son. I was like, dude, that is off. That is not, you know what I mean?
No, totally. Totally right. But I think that's why a lot of people were turned off by it. But
yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you guys because this kind of came up and it's similar. Am I allowed to ask one?
Yeah, this is question number four then. Go ahead.
All right. Question four. Did you guys hear about how Kobe Bryant's wife is suing the police department for taking pictures of like the wreckage and Kobe Bryant?
I heard something like that. Yeah. Yeah. They like were passing around photos or something.
Yeah. I never heard she was suing him, but you're right. Yeah. The cop like right after was at a bar showing a girl the photo. Yeah. I didn't know she was
now, suing. She's suing them supposedly for like whatever infringement on some kind of privacy. Now, my question is, do you think she even has a case? Because no offense, I know it's morally wrong and it's horrible. I don't think it's cool to do that. Same time, if you're famous, you don't have rights like that. You don't have privacy rights. It's like a fucking thing, you know? So
do you not? I mean, I think you kind of.
I don't think you do.
Really?
Once you're dead, do you? I don't know where do you? Because obviously, you can take a photo of a celebrity and they have no fucking right to do anything about that in public, anyway.
Yeah.
And he was dead in public, or not maybe officially dead.
Ah, dude, that's
what I'm saying.
I don't know. Maybe they'll write a law because of it.
But well, what's my point? Do you agree it should be a law? Because I don't think I do.
Yeah.
It's tricky because what would the law be? Like what law
I don't
do you
know.
Propose?
The law would be, I don't know. I think the law is, I'm trying to think, like, I think I don't know. Didn't they change the law about Princess Diana when she got in a wreck because it was caused by the paparazzi? So I feel like there should be a stipulation. There should be a law put in place that once there is some kind of wreck or death, that should not be that's not fair game anymore. Like, because you don't want something getting out before you can. The family should not know that a loved one died by just the press.
Well,
you know, yeah. And like news was getting out by or seeing a photo of the thing, and then they sell it. It's literally like they're trying to make money off the death of your loved one, but not just the news of it, like an actual photo. Like I find that morally reprehensible, and
Sorry, go ahead.
You don't even have to be famous because that happens locally a bunch where a news source, like the local news, will post a photo like a breaking news, bad accident on I-94. And it's got a photo. It's like one dad at the scene. And it's got a photo of like a red minivan that, you know, if you saw that and that's your brother's minivan, like,
yeah,
you fucking
exactly.
Know that. Right. And there's no way people could have found out yet because it's 40 minutes after the accident.
Yeah, I think but that's different when you take a picture of the minivan compared to the person's picture. I think that's where I would make a distinction. So if like the paparazzi that caused Princess Diana to die, right, which we know that's what it was, and if they were like in the window taking pictures of her dead body and sold that to a tabloid and put that up online, I feel like that there should be a law against that, not the reporting of the incident. I feel like news is different than tabloid fodder, I guess, is the difference.
But how can there be a law against that? Because, all right, let's say I'm standing in there's a big old park right by my house, okay? Let's say a fucking hot air balloon tips over and two people fall out and smash onto the ground at the park, whatever, I don't know. And I happen to be standing there. You're telling me I can't take a picture of it with my fucking phone? You know what I mean? I mean, like, two bodies just fell out of the sky and I can't. I mean, I'm not saying morally it's okay, but you're gonna tell me it's illegal for me to get my phone out and snap something that happened in public?
I don't know if it's, hey, here's a picture of the bodies rather than here's
again,
a picture.
I'm not saying it's a good thing, but
no,
is that fucking illegal?
I know what you're saying. And I'm not saying that you say it's really great. You want to do this. I'm not saying you're going to follow Doom Patrol, Greg. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I find it different. In my brain, I feel like there's a difference between the incident that took place and the people within it. And you can report that the people within it are dead, but the selling of the photo of the dead bodies or the passing around the photo of the dead bodies, I just find there's a difference there. Rather than Greg takes video of a body falling out of a hot air balloon is different than going, here's the guy who died. Here's his face. You know, I just find like,
but again,
there's difference.
That's my right to do it, right?
Now, I'm not sure if that's right. I'm saying
okay.
Maybe there should
be a
law.
But how would you enforce that? Sorry to cut you off, but how would you enforce it? Because if I see, if somebody's standing next to me and their head explodes and I'm like, oh my God, that was like press secretary somebody, you know, and I take a picture of it real fast, how are you going to enforce that?
Yeah, you know I don't know. And I think that there has to be, again, I think there has to be nuance within the law. And maybe that's defined in court. You know what I mean? Where you get a lawyer to go, hey, if it's a situation, first of all, I don't think in this specific circumstance, I don't think any kind of police or investigative team should be able to share or take pictures personally on their thing. If you're using it for evidence or to try to study what happened in an accident, that's different. But this guy was taking photos with his own cell phone just so he would have them. Like, that's a piece of shit, in my opinion. Like, if there was
totally a piece of shit, but illegal, I don't know.
If it's a crime scene investigation, take as many pictures as you need in order to solve the crime. If it's a person of like, hey, this happened, this is an incident, different. But if you're a member of law enforcement, that's probably where I draw the first line. If you're a member of law enforcement and you come upon the scene of an accident, you shouldn't be able to snap photos personally.
I don't know. I have a problem with regulating morality, I guess, is what my thing is. Like it's not illegal. I think, you know, like you probably think somebody's a bad person if they fuck 13 chicks a day and they had a wife and they told you about it all day. But morally wrong, yes. Illegal, no. You know what I mean?
The line might be where because he has access to the crime scene. Like if the hot air balloon thing happened and you just happened to be there, sure. But because he has access to these dead bodies in the scene, like that should be regulated.
Okay, legal. That makes sense. All right, that makes sense. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I was just saying, yeah, or else you're going to have the police just making a side, you know, the police in Hollywood are going to be just racking up coin because they're going to be the first on the scene to catch the next Hollywood star ODing, and they're snapping photos instead of giving them Narcan or something, you know, like, oh, yeah. This is going to be worth a lot if I let him die. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, I guess there's malpractice there and stuff, too.
Right. Yeah, malpractice. That's good. That's a good way to put it. Let's move on. We got a couple minutes here. We got to make it real quick for the fifth question. Let's go with, if you started your own band, what instrument would you play and what would the band's name be? Which we already know, Pike's already in a band.
Yeah, I would play guitar and it would be called Low Standards and it would be very popular.
That's right. So go and download Low Standards, the description, the link to the, in the description below, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, I fucked that up. My bad. What do you got, Greg?
You play guitar, don't you, Sparks?
No, I would never say I play guitar. I'll noodle around, but I don't.
Dude.
I can play like three songs, and they're all three chords. They're all just Green Day songs.
Yeah, I can't do anything, man. I got gift.
And he froze up. Did he froze? Freeze?
Yeah. Horrible frozen.
Oh, man. He's all frozen. Well. Oh, no. Well, we'll answer for him. Greg wouldn't play shit. He can't play shit. He doesn't know how to play shit.
Like fan put, so,
oh, wait. Hold on. I think it's all catching up at once.
Yeah, weird.
Weird. Well, he can't play shit, and he doesn't know shit.
Super untalented.
Yeah, he just can't. He plays video games and writes jokes, and that's really all he did. Oh, wait. Is he back?
Yes.
There he is.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, they're right. I don't do shit. And my band's name would be I Hope You Have Low Standards, so they would keep buying my stuff.
Yeah. What would my band name be? I'm horrible at these things, dude. I'm horrible at writing
bands. You used to have a band, if I remember right, when you were in Fargo, and it was named after Trapped.
Oh, yeah. We had a band. Okay. I was in a band called Trapped in Pants. Because... And we had we played one gig, and it was with the meteorologist, the weatherman on the news there in Fargo. Yeah.
Nice.
And by the way, he can shred, and his name is
Dan Shred.
Yeah, Hutch Johnson is his name, and he is just a man among men. He's a wonderful human, and he can fucking slay on the guitar. And he was the greatest musician in the band. We had four guitarists. I think Nomi played the drums or a bongo or something. And we played a couple songs and that was it. It was our one gig. It was called Trapped in Pants and it was a hell of a good time.
It was like in the middle of a flood too. Like the city was rallying together to sandbag and Sparks had a super group playing.
Yeah, it was a super group. That's right. It's a bunch of local media personalities. Playing for the sandbaggers. Everyone's trying to, Craig, the whole town was about to fucking flood. It was like a 100-year flood. Everyone is literally sandbagging around their house, like afraid that the whole town is going to flood. NBC Nightly News came in. There was helicopters dropping pallets of sandbags in the river. It was the most insane shit ever. And I was like, we got to help out the sandbaggers. Let's play some live music for them. With the weatherman. And we did. And it worked. And it was great.
Man, it was so brave.
And that was it. That's it. Trapped in Pants was my band name. I played guitar and it was awful. And I apologize to anyone who had to hear it. That's it for the show. That's 5 on Friday. Thank you so much for watching. Really appreciate it. Make sure you're following these two fine gentlemen, okay? That apparently will never change their outfits. It is at Greg Salerno on all social media. It's at Pike Taylor Radio on all social media. I'm at Sparks Radio on all social media. And if you want to ever write in the 5 on Friday, just hit us up on social media. Ask a question that way. I put mine up in the stories. So that's why I'm reading off my phone. I just answer all the questions I get off the stories. So you'll see people popping up like that. That's it. Thanks a lot. Have a good one. Subscribe, tell a friend, and we'll see you next time.